Let's take a look at the thrift savings plan assignment. Now, defined contribution plans, as they're called, are employer-sponsored, and you might have heard them as 401ks, 403bs, but there are others, 401as, 457s, there's a few other flavors. They are replacing the old defined benefit pension plan, what people usually call as traditional pension or just a pension. The burden of funding and planning for retirement is more and more being placed squarely on the shoulders of employees. Now, this makes sense because in the past, people used to work for a company their whole lives, but that's not true anymore. People move around. So it makes sense for your retirement plan to move with you. And if you contribute consistently, prudently, with an eye toward long-term growth of income and capital, you know, growth and income, and don't get too cocky, don't get too, aggressive, and at the same time, don't be too conservative, and most importantly, don't panic when the markets fall, you have the potential to have a much better individual, personalized pension than something your company could create, because this is what the companies used to do. They used to put money aside for you, and often the person would also contribute, and they would put it mostly in bonds, very conservative. Well, the person might be 30 years old. They got another 30 years. You know, you can be much more aggressive without taking undue risks. So you have the potential to have a much better pension plan for yourself. You also have the potential to have a much worse plan if you don't contribute or you make stupid mistakes like put all the money on red number 7 when the market's going up, and then when the market falls, you take it all out, and that's what people do. So you're not going to be one of them. So one of the most important decisions that an employee must make is how to allocate their 401k, 403b, 457, whatever, contributions. This exercise will give you much the same experience that thousands, no, millions, actually, of federal employees face each year. How do I inform myself about the thrift savings plan, which is, the term 401k comes from the section of the Internal Revenue Code where 401ks are defined and outlined. The thrift savings plan has its own section of the Internal Revenue Code, but it's basically very similar to a 401k. It's very, very similar. Most importantly, how much should you contribute? How should you allocate yourself, your contributions to your thrift savings plan? So this is something that you're going to do probably at your work for your 401k. And the truth is, I'm a big fan of the thrift savings plan. It's actually a very good plan. It's well designed. It's very simple. You know, other plans will have dozens and dozens of choices. And the idea is Americans like choice and the choice more is better. Well, it turns out when you give people fewer choices, they're more apt to contribute. Why? Because they don't get overwhelmed. People get that deer in the headlights stare, which is what you're going to experience when you start seeing how many mutual funds there are. They don't know where to start. So if you make it simple, fewer choices, then people tend to participate. So we have some questions for you. What's the name of the website? That should be easy to find, folks. What are the 5 primary individual funds? Not the L funds, not the lifestyle funds. There's a separate question for that. So you're going to try to find the fund name, the underlying objectives, the underlying investments, what index it is related to, and there's one that doesn't have an index, but there are 4 that do. What's the 10-year return? What's the expense ratio? So these are the things that you need to dig in to find the information for, which is what you would do if you were, you know, looking at your own 401k. Now, the question number 3 is actually a little easy question. Sometimes it's too easy. They go, "What are you talking about?" Go back, review the fourth presentation where we discuss the active versus passive debate whether it should be actively managed or passively managed. What are these? Are these passively managed or are they actively managed? And then number four is where we ask you about the lifestyle funds. What are those for? Well, how do they work? And they're very important, these target date funds or target retirement funds. They're very important, and we talk about why in the presentation. Number five asks you about the small capitalization fund. What's the name of it? What are the top three holdings? Is this an accurate name? I don't, you know, I want you to take a look at it and think about whether or not it really should be called the small capitalization fund. What are the top three holdings? And then number six is a bit tricky. Which mutual fund company manages the Thrift Savings Plan on behalf of the federal government? The answer is not the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. And a lot of you are going to answer that because you're not going to listen to this and you're not going to read the fine print. We're looking for one of the top 10 mutual fund families that is in the last presentation. Actually, there are now two. In April 2021, the second company was added, and they're also in the top 10. So check it out. You can do it. You can do it. And then number seven, there's no right or wrong answer. You're 32 years old. You're making 50K. How much will you contribute to the Thrift Savings Plan each year? What percentages will you allocate? So, you know, whatever you want to say. You want to say, I'm not going to put a dime away because I'm never going to retire. You hear people say that. You say, I'll just keep working until I'm dead. That's what you think when you're feeling great. But when you get old, I tell you, it's a whole lot harder to get up in the morning and get to work. So please have fun with this. Again, you're going to be the investment guru for your friends and family. You're still rising now. You're still rising investment gurus. And so you have to be able to dig into a website. It's usually a website. It used to give you brochures, but now it's all online. And figure out, you know, what are the options? What are good choices? What are not so good choices? And again, have fun. I know that kind of sounds ridiculous. This is a class, because an assignment. How am I going to have fun with it? But again, we want you to analyze your emotions as you're doing the research, as you're doing the assignment. Are you enjoying what you're doing or are you not enjoying? And neither answer is wrong or right. Every person's different. If you do enjoy digging through and finding all this information, that's a good sign that you can be your own financial advisor, that there's a future for you in the industry, and you will be the financial guru, the investment guru for your friends and family. And if you would rather eat barbed wire, this stuff is just ridiculously boring. Piano, you're putting nails in me. Then that's a good sign that you should be hiring an investment advisor for you and that maybe one of your fellow students who is. See, there's neither right or wrong. It's neither right or wrong. It's neither good or bad. It's just what it is. So be awesome, dear students. We're so proud of you. Thank you so much for being in our class. See ya!